How's the training partnership going with Luke?
Yeah, really good, really good. We're still getting along great. We haven't exchanged blows yet, but we're getting along good. It's very amicable. We're getting along very good.
Rob, this mare in the first, Eugene's pick, she's really come on with that 2 month break, hasn't she?
Oh, too right. Like, she actually surprised us the way, you know, we thought, geez, she'll need to do some spill, this mare, and we sort of, you know, procrastinated and sort of halfway got talked out of it by the stud, which was a good thing because she's come back really well. She's a bit more focused. She was a little bit hard to deal with early days. You know, she was aggressive and she's taken a bit of time, but geez, she's really switched on now.
Yeah, and she's running really good sectionals at the end of her races.
Too right. Like, she's got this beautiful length, easy length of stride, which impressed me from the first time we ran her up a furlong. Like, and I don't think she'll mind a bit of a cut out of the ground if we get that today either.
Okay. She's well drawn here. Can it hold a position?
Look, I think so. It was ideal the other day to let her drift back a bit because I think she's a better chaser. But she begins so well, Ron. I think she's going to hold a position without even trying, I'd say.
It's not easy. Maiden, benchmark 64, and straight to a Saturday race in town. But obviously, she's earned a chance at it.
Oh, 100%. Like I say, the sectionals are there. She's come through the run good. She's, everything points towards the aiming a little bit higher. So, you know, we're just going to throw our toe in the deep end and have a little look today.
Noble Joey, race 8, a drop of rain. We'll talk about a drop of rain. He'll be singing in his box.
Yeah, he will. He definitely needs to share a rain. He was a little bit disappointing the other day. Like, a lot, you know, very disappointing. He's one of the little fellas, but if he gets eyeballed, there's something for you to do. If he gets eyeballed early, he can easily become, you know, distracted from the task. But in saying that, he came through the runner average the other day too, so we've been able to adjust that, and I'm quite happy with him today. But once again, it looks like a race with a bit of pressure. So.
Is there a winner at Nowra at home tomorrow?
They're an even lot, but I suppose I'm going to stick solid to High Potential. I keep threatening to spell her, but maybe we've been trying to get a high shot to go 2,000 metres, and she only goes 7 furlongs. So. We'll have one more go, bring her back a furlong. She's our best, I think.
Okay, race 6, number 6. What's the weather doing at Nowra for tomorrow?
Look, we had a bit of drizzle overnight. We had, like, a fair bit in Berry, but down this way, I've had a bit of drizzle overnight.
Okay.
And Luke, Rob, there's so much talk about drought. I know this day tomorrow, Lynn and the team there have done a huge promotion. I know many people are going there to raise money for drought relief.
Oh, yeah, it's a great incentive that Lynn's put on, and it's good that the boys are coming down, Tommy and Richie, and they're going to do their best to raise some money. But, geez, the country looks terrible. It looks terrible in places you've never seen it look terrible. So let's hope we get some rain.
Yeah, we're desperate for it. Good on you, Rob. Good luck today, mate.
Thank you. You guys too. Cheers.